Thank you, folks. You and I have a responsibility. Now, first and foremost, you have a responsibility for yourself, for your own actions. Don't you be looking for someone else to take on the responsibility for how you're acting or what you're doing. You're responsible for that. You are responsible, not only though, for yourself, you're responsible for every personality that comes within that relationship with you to tell them, as a Christian, about Christ and what He's done for you. The peace that only Jesus can bring. If you have it on the inside, if it's the inner you speaking as a Christian, then it is Christ that is going to come through you. Inside out living, very, very difficult. Because on the inside, in order to live from the inside out, you have to notice yourself and your own faults. Have you noticed sometimes it's much, much easier to find the faults of others than to find your own? Have you noticed that it seems to be easier to look at those that are in the world and condemning a world? Now, first of all, those that live in the world and are a part of the world, they don't know Christ. How do you expect them to act like they do? How do you expect them to ever know Christ if you, as a Christian, keep what is inside of you, inside of you? Jesus did not give me His word to keep it on the inside. He did not give me His voice to speak to keep it on the inside. He gave it to me to make sure that I present it to whosoever will. And that's the invitation for life, whosoever will. Well, why in the world would Christ invite whosoever will to be a part of His kingdom? Again, I encourage you on that. Why would I say, well, you need to read it? Brother Larry, I've known that scripture by heart since I was a child. You know the power in looking at the Word? You see, I know the Word of God, that Holy Bible. That is not just the Word of God. That is the breath of God. That's the truth of God. That's the love of God. That's the being of God. He placed it in His Word. And when you then, though you memorize so much scripture, when you're looking at the words and you're reading it, you get refreshed anew. That's how it works. Because it's on the inside. Your love is a gift from you that is given to you on the inside. God says, I love you. Do I not accept Him then as Lord and Savior of my life through faith, believing? Do I not accept that love that way? And if I accept that love that way, does it not become a part of me? Is that not an innate a part of my whole life? And then I will take that part that is in me, the love of Christ, and I will animate it. I'll give it animation. That's with words. So when I read the words, knowing the words, but looking at it and applying it to life. For God so loved. Well, if God so loved you, why would I not love you? If God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, then why would I not have that love for you? It is written. And what God has written in your heart is the life you should live. Are you messed up? Yes. Do you sin? Yes. Are you going to get to where you don't? Not in this body. God said, I look at man now and I see that the heart of man is evil continually. Man is created in the image of God. And the greatest animation that He has given you or me is that of the ability to love. Now, I know some of you all have a hard time believing this, but I was not always the sweetest child growing up. I acted out ever so often. Come to think of it, I did that as I kept getting older also. But you see, God's love goes to the inner me. And God says, now, I'm going to plant this love inside of you, Larry. And I want you to live from inside out. No longer do I want you to allow the actions of the world around you or the people around you to control how you live. I want you to live from inside out. I want you to listen to me instead of your mind. You know, I look at that and in studying God's Word, I found that we're better off being out of our mind than we are with it. Aren't you glad you've forgotten a few things in your life? I am. You know, the ability to forget. You know, there's a lot of bad stuff in our life. And God gives us the ability to forget it. Don't you let it worry you. You have relatives. They'll remind you of every bad thing you ever did. So don't you worry your little heart about it. God said, I've loved you, but now I want you to take this love that I have inside of you, and I want you to get it out of you, Larry. You get it out of you. You take that love and you give it away. You will never outgive me, Larry. The love that I've placed in your heart and the word that I've given you, give it away, and I'll give you much more. That's the scripture. Living inside out. You and I, we begin by believing with a heart justified confession. Look at Romans 10:10. For it is with your heart that you believe. Now, I'm not talking about this physical pump inside of me. Why, that thing can go out at any time. That heart Christ placed inside of me is living throughout eternity. It's got the love of Jesus. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm whiter than snow. God looks at me as though I'm already there. I like that. God says, you belong to me. Do you dare think, folks, that God is going to allow the world to grab one of his children and keep that child? Not going to happen. Would that happen to you if you have every breath in your body? You have a child that's in trouble. Will you not fight for that child? You know why? You love them. Love's strong, powerful. It's not just an emotion, it's an action. It's power. There's power in love. Well, when God said, I love you, like he said to you and to me, he's telling all of life, all of hell, don't mess with my child. For I am watching. Have a heart justified confession. For it is with your heart you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth. Wouldn't it be nice if people only used their mouth for good? You know, if you say, you know, if you gossip one more time, God's going to make that tongue fall out of your head. Most of us be walking around without a tongue. God says, why don't you look to the good of the heart of the individual? Why don't you look to see as God looks in the heart of what I'm going to look like when he's finished with me? I don't know what that's going to be, but I guarantee you this, I will be with him. He promised, and I believed, and I am justified because I believe. Not justified because I'm good, because I'm not good. I'm a Christian. Jesus is good, and Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And he says, I want you to take that justified love that I placed in you. You come alive with my love. Not what you think, but what you know in me. I know this, I'm in heaven because of who Jesus is, what He did on that cross. I accepted Him as Lord and Savior of my life. I'm born again, born from above, born anew. I don't care how you say it, I'm a Christian. I belong to Jesus, and He loves me. So therefore, what He had put inside of me is the standard for me to live and you to live, for you to live and to act. Don't you get caught up in what you think. Gosh, have you heard people say, you know, all they do is speak their mind? Well, sometimes it's better that you shut the mind off because your tongue is messing up your whole life. Take the love that God has given you and you live inside out. So if I'm doing that, that means first thing I have to do is I got to love you. Now, Brother Randy, I love you. I even like you a little bit. But you see, I don't have to like you. I'm not required by God to like someone or to like a situation. I am ordered by God to love you. And I love you. Well, I like him a little. Think of that. We're going to spend eternity together. Don't you think it'd be good if we start loving each other before we get there? Now, love, to me, means that I am wanting to give more. I want to give more of who I am. I want to give more of the love that Christ has given me. I want to take whatever gift God has given me, and I want to give it away. You're going to see in the last verse in a little while where Jesus says, I don't like it when I give you a gift and you sit on it. God looks at us in our heart and He says, I know who you are. I molded you and I made you. I love you and my love is within you. Now all you need to do is to take that love and with whatever gifts I've given you, give it away. But Lord, if I give everything away, will I not have it? I'll end up with nothing, won't I? Larry, the more you give, the more I'll give you. The more you hand out, the more I will see to it that is handed to you. But now, see, what does that take? It takes faith, Brother Randy. It takes believing, faith. It takes you and me as individuals to understand that when God says it's going to be a certain way, count it as being that way. Now, please quit trying to change what God has said. Do not attempt to recreate God in your image so it'll make you feel good. That feel good stuff's only good. I remember my mother had a horrible saying. I hated it, still do. When I would get hurt, and she would look and she would say, it'll feel good when it quits hurting. I hated that. Even as a kid, I knew, well, duh, I know that. But right now, it hurts. Well, you see, spiritually, you and I hurt a lot. But the reason we do is because we're not living inside out. We're putting too much in our mind, on our brain. We're thinking too much. We're thinking too deep. That was always one of my downfalls because I'm too shallow to think so deep, so you'd almost drown trying to get back to the top. Think of it. God says live inside out. Then He says to us, in living inside out, here's what I want you to do. Remain true to what you believe. Why are people allowing every wave of the ocean that comes in to change them? Some guy pops up over here and says, I am Christ. People go over there. Some guy pops up over here and says, I'm the one you need to be following. Yet you know, Christian, it's not true. Well, if you come here, you'll see miracles. Miracles don't have a thing to do with where you are. It is where Christ is in you. The miracle is by the hand of Jesus Christ, not by the hand of a man or a woman or a group of people. It is the authority of God, Christ in you, living in you, indwelled in you. Amen. And as He touches that life, what if Bob Woosley or I both lose a foot over all the Agent Orange garbage that we have going through our body? To lose something like that, that's important. It's hard for me not to walk, but I'm still me. You can cut me in pieces, but inside there's a love there. It's an indwelling spirit of Jesus Christ who loves me. Therefore, it is not what I think or what I see. The word's going to come out because it is Christ who has placed His word in your heart and who you are. Do we not get that? What if it is God's will that I lose an arm or a foot or any of this stuff, or Bob does, or any one of us with all the organs we've already lost over the war? What does it matter? What if God uses that to glorify Himself? Is that not what I'm all about? If it will glorify God, why would I not be willing and excited about it? What if it encourages someone else? I don't know God's will. I don't know His will for your life. And daily, on a daily basis, I know His will for my life is to trust Him. I don't know what the next step is, but I know who's there with me on that next step. I know the one that will guide me, and I will fall in that ditch of life time and time again on my journey through this human condition. But I guarantee you this, I live inside out and knowing Jesus is coming down here to get me. I'm not going to stay in that ditch of life very long. I will come up out of it, and I will come up out of it with the everlasting, ever-loving arms of Jesus Christ lifting me out. Because He says you got a job to do. Remain true to what you believe. 1 Corinthians 16:13, be on guard. Stand true to what you believe. Be courageous. Be strong. I call it holy boldness. Holy meaning set aside for God's service. I'm not saying you're not going to be afraid. I've been afraid so many times, especially in combat, that, you know, I couldn't move. Fear, that strong. Holy boldness doesn't mean I'm not afraid. It doesn't mean I'm not trembling. It doesn't mean I'm not shaking. It doesn't mean I'm not frozen completely. What it means is this, go anyway. Go anyway. For the more you think about that step, guarantee it, you start to move that foot to take the step, God will give you the power to run. Because what does He see? Inside out living. He trusts me for a little. Whoo, I'm going to go. Larry, run that race. Lord, I'm old. I didn't call Moses to lead people out of bondage, Larry, until he's 80. Well, Lord, but it's a little odd, isn't it, that you would call me to do something that means that I have to run? Oh, Lord, you're telling me that I need to change the way I thought about something for years? Try that one on. Is that easy? You know, when I started studying Scripture, when God called me to preach and I started studying the Bible, I started finding more and more and more, and I would ask my mother, Mom, why didn't you tell me about this? Why didn't you tell me? I didn't know about these things. I never heard it in church. And her answer was simple. I didn't know to tell you. I hadn't heard it either. That's why it's important for me to tell every young preacher and all, anyone going in the ministry, you study. A call to minister is a call to study, day in and day out. You read that word and you study. You make sure that you rightly divide the word of God. It's the most precious word you'll ever receive in your life. Be obedient to God's word. inside out living. Be obedient to His word. Be true and be obedient. True and obedient. And God says, when you're obedient, I got you where I want you. Larry, your obedience to me is a lot more important than your sacrifice. Then that almost puts me out of the picture. Absolutely. There's where the power of Christ is. When you get yourself out of the way and you're telling people about the love of Christ from your heart. See, that's the only place you can speak from. You will never be able to help them with their problems in life. Only Christ can do that. But it is your responsibility, Christian, to be there to point them the way to the Word. Talk to God. Allow God to give you the direction. Luke 11:28. He replied, Jesus is speaking, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. To be obedient to God's word. I know a lot of people that quote scripture. I know a lot of folks also that I've never seen obey what they're quoting. To memorize scripture is good, but to put it in action is life. That's true love. That's true respect for the Christ who gave you that memory system you have. And He says to you, I give to you the love that I have for my own son. Larry, I love you like I love my son Jesus. Now, Christian, you listen to me. He says that to each and every one of us who have confessed and professed Christ as Lord and Savior. He said, I love you as much as I love Jesus. How in the world does He do that? Oh, I remember. Through His Word says God is love. He is love. How do you define God? Love. How do you define what you need in your life? Love. As long as I'm loved, I'm okay. Listen, folks. The world could hate me, and many will. The more I will proclaim the truth of God, there will be much hatred. But Jesus loves me. You all love me. That's enough for me. Where there is love, there can be no law. There can be no power that can supersede love. Be no hate that'll overpower love. But Jesus says this is very important. Take my word. Listen to my word and obey it. Obey it. Jesus summed all the commandments up in one word. Remember what that one word is? Love. He said, a new commandment I give to you. This is a commandment that supersedes all the commandments ever in Scripture. He said, that commandment's love. Love. Powerful. It's not just a word. It's the action of Almighty God. And He said, I'm active in you when you believe me. When you believe that I sent my son to die on that cross for you, you got more power than you can ever imagine. Don't worry about what the world will say to you. I'll be there. Don't you worry about all the garbage that somebody's going to dump on you. I'll take that garbage. My son died for you. I'll clean you up. I'll stand you up, and I'll welcome you into my kingdom. But it gives a great, great warning for us, important for each and every one of us. Here's what I want you to do. Pay attention to the small stuff. Pay attention to the small stuff. Oh, don't fret the small stuff. But your pastor's telling you, pay attention to the small stuff. Have you noticed the small stuffs in your life grow if you don't deal with it? Pay attention to it. And the Lord told the whole story. He Himself. He tells a story and He says, look, there was one who I gave 10 talents to. And then he goes, graduates right on down to the lesser talents. He says, I give it to you for you to do something with. But I'm coming back. I'm coming back. And then you can pay me back. And when Christ came back, Jesus telling the story, he told the one with the 10, who was very faithful with the much he had been given. And he said, because you were faithful to me with a little. Well, I got scripture here. Luke 19:17. He said it this way. Well done, my good servant. My old English. Well done, thy faithful servant. His master replied, because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Take charge of 10 cities. He had invested it. The gift, the talents that you have you invested them? How do I invest the talent that God has given me? You invest it by giving it away to other people. The gift to love, love. Love the unlovable. The gift of forgiveness, forgive the unforgivable. Can you change anything that has gone on in your life? But what about you know, your own mistakes? Can you go back and wipe it out? I know you want to, but you can't get back there. It's never going to change. So what do? I walk in the love of forgiveness. That's living inside out. Taking that love from within. And Jesus says, I want you to go give it away, Larry. When I come back, I want to see what you gave away. I don't want to see what you have. For Larry, give it away. But Lord, if I give it away, that means I got to trust you for more. Exactly. But Larry, understand this. The more I give you is better than what you had. Then he even goes down to the one who misused what he had given. Didn't invest it in the lives of others. Why, didn't even put it in the bank to draw interest. Just hid it. Do you know what that servant said? I was afraid because I know you're a stern man. And Jesus said, if you knew I was a stern man, why would you not then pay attention to what you were doing? And because you were not faithful with the very little that I gave you, He says, take what he has and give it to the one with the 10 cities. Well, is that right? That's love. Don't you get it? All he says, do what you can with what I've given you. You don't have to work to be something else. Be who you are. And he says, being who you are, live from within and take the gift I have given you and give it away, and I will open the gates, the windows of heaven, and I will pour out such blessing on you that you can't handle it. That's a lot of blessings, isn't it? I will open the windows of heaven and I will pour out on you more. Why, your cup's going to overflow. What does it overflow on? The people around you. Get the love. Understand. I'm not going to take a dime with me when I leave this earth. Hunter and Jason get it. I'm not going to take a dime with me. But one thing that's gone with me, Brother Randy, is the inside living. That spirit that Jesus gave me. The greatest words that can ever be said to me is this. You loved me, Larry, but I don't love like Jesus loved me. I don't understand why he loves me that much, but he does. I don't deserve it, but I get it. He said, I want you to live inside out. And when I come, you know where he said the judgment will begin? In his house. Judgment will begin at the house of the Lord. Will he walk down the aisle in spirit and look at each heart? For our tongues won't matter, but the inside out living will. I see your heart. I am judged by love, not by the physical condition or human brain. It's as broken as the rest of this body. But my spirit, it's intact. Jesus made it that way. Satan can't even get to it. He don't have the nerve to mess around with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. I'm protected. I'm locked in. And I'll see y'all in heaven. If I don't live through this week or through the rest of the day to come back and teach tonight, I'll see you later. But you can count on it. I'll be there. So you just might as well start loving me right now. Because you're going to do it for eternity. Whatever commitment, remember, you make it from your heart.